The Gastronomer's Gazette. The worst on-set catering in movie history. The International Movie Database lists 411 food films. Oddly, Jaws, a 1975 film about a shark on a food binge, isn't among them. In the film, the lead, in what critics have described as a robotic performance, eats a very angry Robert Shaw.
Damn it, I said stop!
But is a very angry Robert Shaw the worst thing a fellow performer has eaten on screen? The answer is, of course, no. Firstly, because this would be a very short episode if he were. Secondly, because Jaws, real name Bruce, seriously, look it up, didn't actually eat Robert Shaw alive. At least, not all of him. There was enough of Shaw left to star in 8 more films afterwards. Instead of eating Robert Shaw, Bruce pretended to do so. This sort of deception, sometimes called acting, happened more than you'd think in 1970s movie production. In those days, it was very rare for an actor to actually be eaten alive during filming, unless their agent wasn't very good. So the deception of eating something when they actually aren't is something actors do all the time. Sometimes they do it so well, a myth is born. For instance, it's common knowledge that Paul Newman ate 50 hard-boiled eggs in a scene in Cool Hand Luke, and it's uncommon knowledge that he did no such thing. Even Newman himself said he didn't. It's enough to make you think movies are all make-believe. That's not to say actors don't really eat things on screen in pursuit of their craft. They absolutely do. And none more so than Brad Pitt, who has eaten food in over 60 films, but never anything out of the ordinary. The same isn't true for some of his colleagues, though. In Hunger Games: Catching Fire, Jennifer Lawrence eats a raw fish. In Rosemary's Baby, vegetarian Mia Farrow eats raw liver. In The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio eats both raw liver and a live fish. Christian Bale eats raw offal and live maggots in Rescue Dawn, a film directed by Werner Herzog. Herzog himself eats a shoe in his film Werner Herzog Eats His Shoe, after promising Errol Morris he would do so if Morris ever finished making Gates of Heaven. In Rocky, Sylvester Stallone drinks down 5 raw eggs, which got him a Best Actor nomination at the 1977 Oscars. He was up against Robert De Niro for his portrayal of someone who eats white bread doused in milk and peach brandy in Taxi Driver. Stallone didn't win, obviously. But then, neither did De Niro. Instead, the Oscar went to a mad-as-hell Peter Finch for his acting in Network, a film that has some apples in it. In the original version of Oldboy, actor Choi Min-sik eats a live octopus. In fact, he ate several during a series of takes. While the octopuses were so upset they never spoke to their agent again, spare a thought for Choi, who was a committed vegetarian before and after each take. All of which begs the question, which is the greatest food film ever? The answer is, of course, Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Because of the very many burgers, the gourmet coffee, the robbery in the diner, the cereal, the frosted cinnamon toaster pastries in Vincent's death scene, the takeaway coffee and donuts that land Marcellus and Butch in a bondage dungeon, and above all, because of the $5 milkshake. An ode to why paying a little more for quality food is worth it. Even when it's junk food.
God damn, it's a pretty fucking good milkshake.
Told you.
I don't know, it was worth $5, it was pretty fucking good.
The Gastronomer's Gazette is written, drawn, recorded, edited, produced, uploaded, fed, and changed by Roger Overall. It is a show-and-tell communications production. To find out more, go to thegastronomer.net.